Good morning. This is Ken Sternfeld, and I am a concierge pharmacist. This is the Pharmacy Podcast Network's STAT consultation. I've been using TheraWorks Relief because it has been part of my daily routine to help me prevent muscle cramps and spasms, and I've been using it for fast-acting relief. When you use it twice a day, in the morning and before bedtime, it will prevent nighttime muscle cramps and spasms. Or if you use it three times daily, if you are ever experiencing cramps and those spasms during the day. As soon as you feel a muscle cramp or spasm coming on, use TheraWorks Relief to quickly release muscle tightness and reduce the soreness afterwards. Go to www.TheraWorksRelief.com. This is Ken Sternfeld, the concierge pharmacist.
Nation. I am your host and founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Todd Urey. The Pharmacy Podcast Nation is a collection of news, podcast reviews, and discussions about our complex healthcare system and how pharmacists are more important today than ever before. Since 2009, the Pharmacy Podcast has collected over 750 episodes from more than 30 participating pharmacist podcasters. This publication is dedicated to all pharmacists and pharmacy technicians working every day to deliver the best patient care. Find out more by visiting pharmacypodcast.com. And now, here's your Pharmacy Podcast Nation. As everyone knows who's listened to the show, and if you haven't listened to the show, you'll get to know me very quickly. I am a podcast fan. I love podcasting. I've been podcasting since 2009, looking out for those who are also podcasting in the space of pharmacy. If you haven't listened to the show, this is a good show to jump into because today we're announcing a partnership with Iowa Pharmacy Association, and I have a very special guest, Kate Gaynor. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hi, Todd. Thank you.
Kate, I've been so impressed with you and the IPA because of your commitment to content, content development, distribution. You guys have your own podcast, which is the BOP, stands for the Board of Pharmacy Podcast, which is kind of like a summary of what's happening with the Board of Pharmacy. I love that because so many times pharmacists are too busy to maybe read something. They're possibly just pressed for life and work balance. Being able to turn a podcast on and really get snippets of what the Board of Pharmacy is doing in Iowa and kind of a recap of it through podcast. I mean, you're talking my language and it was very impressive. So I started listening. And because of that, Kate, I was like, I've got to do something with the Iowa Pharmacy Association. And you and I and the team at the IPA have been working on several things that are very special. And before we give our audience all of the tidbits of what this is going to become, let's talk about you for a second. So you serve as the Executive Vice President and CEO of the Iowa Pharmacists Association. And you also oversee strategic planning for IPA and some of its subsidiaries. And that's great. And you're extremely strong in leading pharmacy professional. Your voice is very prominent, literally, based on your love for podcasting as well. But let's take a pause and just hear about you as a person. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Kate, and how you got into the crazy world of pharmacy.
Sure. Thanks, Todd. My love of podcasting is only beginning, I suppose. I live in Iowa, have been here for about 15 years. I'm a Midwestern girl, but not originally from Iowa. I'm from Wisconsin, which is where I went to pharmacy school, and moved to Iowa for a residency following graduation. It was literally a move that I thought would last 12 months. You know, you could live anywhere for a year, and that was the mindset of my 24-year-old self. Des Moines, Iowa was not on the list of top 100 places I thought I'd be, nor was working for a state pharmacy association. But when I completed my pharmacy residency in Iowa, I was fortunate to have a preceptor who was a past president of IPA, and also fortunate to meet a few of the pharmacists that were on staff at IPA during that residency. So fast forward, I was invited to join the team at IPA following my residency. And when my predecessor, Tom Temple, retired at the end of 2011, I put my name in to apply for the CEO position and feel very honored that I was selected by the Board of Trustees at IPA to begin this position, which I started in January of 2012. And me personally, along the way, I met my husband, and we also had four children in my first 4 years of being the CEO at IPA.
Talk about multitasking with two extremely important roles, motherhood and executive director and CEO of the Iowa Pharmacists Association. You know, I have four daughters, and I'm always drawn towards the strength of our professionals and women in pharmacy. And hashtag women in pharmacy has become a very well-to-do from an attention perspective hashtag. And many of our hosts on the Pharmacy Podcast Network are really champions of women in pharmacy. Dr. Clevin, Ashley Clevin Hayes with RX Ashley, and Dr. Erin Albert, who was one of our very first, I consider her our senior podcast network host, with her Farming Your Career. And so many of our hosts and idealists and leaders are women in pharmacy now. So bravo that you stood up and did something that is extremely hard to do in juggling being a mom and running an entire association, Kate. That's incredible.
Yeah, I think actually how we first got connected, Todd, was Erin interviewed me on her Farming Your Career channel. And then you reached out following that. So that was my first introduction to podcasting also, was through Erin Albert. So it's a small world, that's for sure.
It is. And that's the reason that we really came up with the PPN, the Pharmacy Podcast Network, was to build these voices, literally build voices that could intertwine to do better things and bigger things than just podcasting. Podcasting is just a way you're driving in your car right now. You're listening to the latest episode, or you're working out, or you're jogging, or you're doing something that you can use hearing to really consume information about our industry, about champions in our industry. Are you part of the Pharmacist Moms group that Susie Solomon started?
Yeah, I am. And actually, I've gotten to know Susie. I reached out, and we've connected over email and have been trying to do some things together too. I actually think all of these networks, whether they be through social media, the podcast, or just pharmacy associations at the local level, state level, national level, really are great support networks. You know, we often say a benefit of associations is networking, and you tend to think professional networking. Who am I giving my business card to? Am I maybe talking to a future boss or someone I might interview with someone day, or someone I might interview someday? But I think that networking has another spin too, and it's really a support network. And I feel really fortunate, the pharmacists that I've met, both men and women, that have juggled family and career longer than I have. I've just gotten so much advice and so much support from pharmacists. It just that's one of the benefits, I think, of associations and these networks that form of professionals. Again, pharmacists, whether they be men, women, moms, dads, parents or not parents, I think we all can support one another in the ways that we connect and network, just create a broader web of support.
Kate, therein lies the change that was needed in pharmacy 20 years ago. In my opinion, whether you agree with this statement or not, is pharmacy has not been good at supporting itself until really recently. We're seeing a surge in professionals in the pharmacy space really saying enough is enough. We're going to have a seat at the table. We're going to govern and help to develop policy. We're going to be involved in the continuum of care. We're going to be involved in the dynamics of collaborating with physicians and specialists and nurse practitioners and every facet of pharmacy. But it's the leadership that the membership and the other people that are kind of floating around, even just basic coming together, whether that be at a conference or, like you said, through social media, it takes leadership. And I think that puts a little bit of extra pressure on someone like yourself. But how do you define being a leader in pharmacy, Kate?
One of my favorite quotes on leadership came from Harless Cohn. And the quote is, leadership is closing the gap between what is and what can be. And so being a leader at a pharmacy association, I think, is really looking at where pharmacy practice can be, should be, could be, and closing the gap to get there, whether that be through necessary state regulation or legislative changes, if that be providing pharmacists, pharmacy residents, students with the additional resources or training, continuing education that might be needed if they've been out in practice for a while, or really just connections, helping people learn best practices, learn tips from someone who might be doing what they strive to be doing and just need a little guidance to get there. So closing that gap between what is and what can be is one of my favorite definitions of leadership. And state pharmacy associations are perfectly poised to do that in the ways I just mentioned, both through legislative or regulatory changes, providing resources and education that may be needed. And then lastly, serving as that connector. Because if you're a pharmacist hoping to do something different today in your practice, there's most likely another pharmacist out there, either in your state or somewhere in the country or in the world, that's doing what you hope to be doing. And associations are great connectors in that way.
I agree. And if we took the IPA as an example, founded in 1880, goodness gracious, and there's a lot of status quo that you had to break away from to move into the future of pharmacy. And I still think that that's progressing and it's coming. But one of the aspects of change that is hard for people that are rooted in the status quo, and they can be young and old both, because I've seen this at national pharmacy shows, and the way that people use a conference and an exhibition to gather information with their heads down and they're following a periodical or a magazine and they're not really interacting. They haven't set up any appointments. I always ask people before they go to trade shows, Kate, how many appointments do you have preset before you go there?
Mm-hmm.
They shrug their shoulders. And that's the old school way, right? Well, you're the first female in the role of CEO of the IPA. That in itself is an entire shift of attitudes and understanding and communication and forging forward. And pharmacists and pharmacy associations are making a surge and a transformation from the old school way of the association to being now conduits of collaboration. And I get excited when I, and that's why, and I know that we keep coming back to podcasting, obviously, because we're on a podcast, but that's why I was so impressed by you, Kate, is someone who's leading a pharmacy association to embrace audio blogging, AKA podcasting, and use that as a way of getting information out beyond the blog, beyond the newsletter, beyond the snail mail, beyond whatever other else you're doing. You layered that in and you've admitted to me, you guys don't feel like you're, you know, experts at it yet, but you didn't wait to become experts at it. You just jumped in and you started doing it. That must be part of your attitude in life.
Yeah. And I think I'm fortunate to be in Iowa in my position where I'm in, where strong leadership, innovation, a culture of constantly staying relevant, and on the cutting edge was really ingrained in me, both by my predecessor as well as the pharmacists in Iowa. We have a board of trustees that are elected that are always forward thinking, and where are we going to be not just next year or in 2 years, but where is the profession and the association going to be positioned in 10 years, 20 years? So on podcasting, it was one of those things we said, well, let's just dip our toe in the water. We talked about it amongst our staff. I have an entire team of 10 of us in the IPA office. So we just jumped up to double digits this year when we were at 8-9 staff members. I would say we're small but mighty here at IPA. Now I say we're kind of medium-sized and mightier. But we had some staff and board members that really encouraged me, you know, we can do this. We don't have to be experts. And I said, great, give it a try. We attend every Board of Pharmacy meeting in the state during their open session. And that's when proposed rules and regulations are always on the agenda, as well as any requests for waivers or rule variances, legislative updates. So it is the meat of the meeting that would be of interest to pharmacists across different practice settings in the state. And after that meeting, we would usually do a write-up, publish it in our journal, which in Iowa, our journal goes out 4 times a year. So by the time it may be read, it could be months later. And so we thought this would be the perfect opportunity on something that's really of interest to pharmacists in the state. And it's consumable to both pharmacists that are members of IPA and also non-members of IPA. And we really just said, let's tackle the what, why, and how that happens at each Board of Pharmacy meeting. What was on the agenda? Why was it on the agenda? What was the impetus for that either rule change or waiver or discussion that they were having? And how does it impact pharmacists in practice? How will it change practice? Or what impact will it have? So the podcast is usually only 15 to 20 minutes. My staff member, Casey Fiesick, interviews either one of the board members or one of the compliance officers or the executive director of the Board of Pharmacy. And then we took it a step further and we were actually able to add continuing education to it. So it meets the pharmacy law requirement for continuing education, and our members have access to the continuing education, and non-members can purchase the education piece of it if they want to take it one step further. But we dipped our toe in the water, and like you said, it had been successful even without knowing exactly what we were doing. So I'm thankful to have a great team that's willing to try new things and continue to push us forward.
I'm excited that you guys are joining the Pharmacy Podcast Network because it's a way for us to help you reach a larger audience because of the ideas that are pulled through the association that go beyond Iowa and really should be talked about in facing our nation and all 50 pharmacy associations, which is a precursor to announcing a new podcast that the Iowa Pharmacists Association and Kate, you're helping us to develop in partnership with you. So would you like to tell our audience the first of the two podcasts that you guys are going to help release?
Sure. We're really excited too, and appreciate, Todd, your outreach and partnership with the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The first podcast that we're planning to release is called RX SOS. And this is for pharmacy state of the state. You could think of it as Save Our Ship, but it's actually a state of the state interview style podcast where I'll be interviewing either my counterpart at another state pharmacy association or other leader related to state initiatives happening across the country for the profession of pharmacy. And if you listen to the podcast network, if you're a member of a national association or in your state, you know that there's often waves of activity that occur within the profession. So 5 years ago, everyone was talking about provider status in California. And what did that mean? And were the new legislative changes allowing payment for pharmacist services, or was it scope of practice change only? And last year, there was a lot of focus and eyes on the state of Arkansas and the PBM hearings they were conducting and the pharmacists that were flooding to the state capitol and how they were calling CVS Caremark as a PBM to the carpet. And just this year, I would say a lot of focus has been on the state of Ohio for a similar reason with PBMs and the particularly managed Medicaid space. So what we plan to do with this podcast is pull in a state executive or a leader from across the country where a spotlight is on pharmacy practice. We'll talk about what's happening in that state, why it is important and matters to pharmacists across the country, and help keep pharmacists educated on some of the latest happenings that can impact them in their practice, even if it's not in their state. We all know that these initiatives, whether they're good or sometimes they may be not so positive for the profession, have a ripple effect across the country. And this podcast, RX SOS, will help keep listeners of the Pharmacy Podcast Network up to date on pharmacy state of the state and the most exciting and current initiatives and opportunities that are happening across the country.
SOS is an international code or signal of extreme distress, especially used by ships at sea. And what I like about this title, RXSOS, is it's an attention grabber, as it should be, where one pharmacist, executive, or leader of a state association gets to talk to another, cross-reference, compare, share, learn, and then act together in order to form stronger alliances of the actual issue in and of itself. That excites me, and I find it to be extremely not only honor, it's an honor for us to be involved in this, but this is very much needed, Kate, because the state associations do so much work on their own, all 50 organizations. And I think this, just like what you did with the Board of Pharmacy, to wrap up a summary so that Arizona's state executive of their Pharmacists Association can listen to the podcast, listen to a conversation between Kate and Ernie from the Ohio Pharmacists Association, and listen to the ideas that you've talked about and come up with something either similar or jump into it with you, pick up the phone and call Ernie and say, hey, can you send me the document on what you were talking with Kate about, and then move forward? I see it as an accelerant, and I also see it as a way of supporting each other. So the Pharmacy Podcast Network couldn't be more excited about RXSOS. That's incredible. Thank you.
Yeah. And one of the unique things about the Iowa Pharmacy Association, particularly if you're a pharmacist in other parts of the country, is we're the only state organization representing the profession in Iowa, and we're a small state, so it makes sense. But our members span everything from an independently owned community-based pharmacy to pharmacy chains to subacute and long-term care to inpatient and acute care from critical access hospitals, which Iowa ranks second in the nation, to the large academic teaching institutions and hospitals in our state. So we're affiliated with not only state pharmacy associations that represent community pharmacists, but also state societies that represent health system pharmacists and state chapters of a number of other national organizations too. So the topics won't be limited to just one practice setting, but really what's hot and current and relevant in any of those practice settings.
Bravo. I love it. So what's the second podcast that you guys are working on?
The second podcast is called Resilience RX. And as most listeners are probably aware, the topics of burnout and resilience are not only very hot topics in healthcare, from physicians to nursing to pharmacy as well, but really just in our society. And our board, when it underwent strategic planning this last summer, actually added a section to IPA's strategic plan to really serve as a resource to pharmacists that may be on the pathway to professional burnout and provide resources not only around resilience, because let's face it, if you go into pharmacy and the arduous training it takes to become a pharmacist, you're a resilient individual, but just mindfulness, well-being, and overall tools for pharmacists who may be experiencing professional burnout to know there's a landing spot. So in addition to educational programming that we're offering and other resources that are on our websites and partner companies that we're working with that can take it even a step further, or 2 to 5 steps further for individuals or corporations, we decided the podcast Resilience RX would be a great way to just bring awareness and some specific tips and tricks and stories that pharmacy professionals can share and listen to and hopefully shine some light on the topic and be helpful to listeners across the country.
If you're listening to the show and you're thinking of becoming involved in podcasting and supporting organizations like the IPA, like Iowa's Pharmacists Association, or one of these specific shows, reach out to the Pharmacy Podcast because we can make that actually happen. There's professionals, organizations out there supporting the business of pharmacy, from technology, from compliance, from policy development. There's a myriad of thousands of organizations that help. That is where we want them to also become involved in supporting some of these publications and these podcasts. So if you're listening today and you think, hey, I'd love to support Kate and her team, maybe the RxSOS would work better, maybe Resilience RX would work better, career developers, coaches. So before we wrap up, Kate, I want to give a congratulations to you and the IPA for your 20-year anniversary happening in 2019, celebrating 20 years as a unified pharmacy association. One of few states that is represented by a unified organization, Iowa's pharmacy professionals enjoy this unique collaborative opportunity and strong representation of pharmacy within the state of Iowa. So congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah, we look forward to celebrating that 20th anniversary at our annual meeting, which will be in June of 2019. And some of the newer pharmacists that just recently graduated or pharmacy students don't know anything different but IPA as the sole organization representing the profession in the state. But historically, the state of Iowa did have two. We had the Iowa Society of Health System Pharmacists and the Iowa Pharmacists Association. And it was many years of leadership and discussion and collaboration. In fact, I think it took about 10 years to go from the early discussions of those two organizations and their leadership and boards to get to 1999, when the unification formally took place.
So to review, we're releasing two new podcasts, Resilience RX. We're releasing RxSOS, which I'm super excited about. Kate Gaynor is joining the Pharmacy Podcast Network, which I am super excited about, as well as the collaboration with the IPA. And anything else that we've missed in this opening episode to set the stage for these two exciting new publications coming out of the PPN in collaboration with you guys, Kate?
I think that sums it up. I'm excited for the Iowa Pharmacy Association to have a presence on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, and really the topics that we're going to be discussing, I hope the information we're going to be bringing forward is relevant to pharmacists across the country. And when you think of the content that's delivered through these podcasts, think about your state pharmacy organization and know that they're there working for you, supporting you, advancing your profession, protecting your profession. And if you're not already a member, I encourage you to check out what your state organization is up to these days.
Absolutely. RxSOS will be a way for us to support each other's organizations, and the PPN will be right behind you the whole time. So thank you so much. And Kate, thanks for being on the show and kicking off these two exciting new podcasts coming through the collaboration. Very much appreciate that. And thanks for being on the show.
We're excited to get started, Todd. Thanks for your support along the way and encouragement. We wouldn't be at this stage if you hadn't nudged us along a little bit. So thank you.
You're very welcome. You are listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network special guest, Kate Gaynor, Executive Vice President and CEO of the Iowa Pharmacy Association. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Pharmacy Podcast Nation. We need your help. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and leave us a review. Send us a message, publisher@pharmacypodcast.com. Share the episodes on your social networks and let us know what content, discussions, and ideas, topics you'd like to hear more about. Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.